The following podcast was made possible by the sponsorship of Teresa Leong Lee and by Catholic Digital Resources, where you can find downloadable faith formation resources and evangelization tools. Visit Catholic Digital Resources at CatholicDR.com to build your own faith and the faith of others. That's CatholicDR.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org presents Footsteps to Heaven. Life's a journey full of challenges. Sometimes we get stalled. Sometimes we get sidetracked. When we walk with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to the destination that God the Father designed for us, the results are better than we could ask for or imagine. And now, here is your host, Terry Modica.
In wrapping up the series that we're running here on Rebuking the Devil, I'd like to speak a little bit more about the book itself that I'm using. I'm using this book as a launching point, quotes by Pope Francis on Rebuking the Devil. These are launching points for things that I feel led by the Holy Spirit to share with you. The book is published by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And one of the things that I want to draw out to your attention right now is the importance of, if you can get your hands on this book, and this book is available on Amazon, it's available from the U.S. Bishop's website, and I have links to it, to both of these places where you can order the book, in the show notes of this Footsteps to Heaven podcast. You can find that at breadboxmedia.com. Go to our page there by looking for the Footsteps to Heaven icon and clicking through, and you'll see in the show notes links where you can get this book. The reason why I want you to get this book if you can is because it is an important tool of Jesus that he has placed in our hands. However, the devil doesn't want you to have this book because it is such a powerful tool. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of suspicion about, why should I get this book? It's published by the Conference of Catholic Bishops in the U.S., and they are having lots of problems. You know, I don't trust the bishops anymore. This is what a lot of people think and feel, and I don't blame them for that. I can understand that. There's a lot of mistrust in our hierarchy today because of the mishandling of some really difficult, hurtful problems that where people have been abused and immorality has been promulgated and spread through seminaries. And I don't want to get into all that right now, but there have been bishops who have let things go on that shouldn't be going on. And a lot of this has been uncovered. And so now we don't trust the bishops in general. Also, a lot of us are thinking that Pope Francis isn't doing enough to be clear on matters of morals and matters of church teachings. And he sounds like he might himself be compromising the teachings of the church with the ways of the world, or he's not taking a strong enough stand against corruption in the church. He's not taking a tough enough stand against the bishops of Germany or the bishops of the Amazon who are promoting things that are very divisive and very heretical. Because we are frustrated with our Pope, we don't trust a book that he's written, right? If these are thoughts that you have, that you don't want to get this book, that is the devil stopping you, because the devil doesn't want you to know what is in this book. I've only shared little bits and pieces of it because they're just launching points of bigger points I want to make. But this book has so much wealth in it for your own individual life, to get your life filled with Christ, to get your life freed from the tactics of the devil, freed from the ways that the devil has been subtly, slowly, creeping in, infiltrating your life, and making it seem okay. Dare to be on the side of Christ so strongly that you tell the devil right to his face, I don't want you and any of your ways in my life. If this is the first episode you're listening to in this series on rebuking the devil, please go back to the first episode and listen to the series in the order that I've been providing them. They contain key, important things that need to be understood to see the bigger picture. The second part of this series is especially important to listen to because it deals with what Satan worshipers have been doing down through the decades to infiltrate the church. Right now, I want to talk about how the devil has been infiltrating the lives of our own selves and the people around us, because we need to purify our lives. We need to get out of Satan's clutches, because he is bent on destroying you and destroying the church. Let me share with you some background information to all of this that you probably have never heard somebody speak about before. Now, I can speak about this because, first of all, when I was a teenager, I gave myself over to the devil. I didn't believe the devil was real, which made it easy for me to succumb to the devil's tactics. He got me through the occult. I got involved in many different aspects of the occult. And about the only thing I didn't get involved in was Satan worship, because I didn't believe that Satan was real. But so many other things I did, and it destroyed my relationship with Christ. And it put me on a path of destroying other people's lives. As a matter of fact, that path led to an abortion. That path led to me trying to corrupt a priest and ruin his priesthood. And after that point, the Lord rescued me and said, we got to get her off of this path and get her on the path that God the Father designed for her, so that she can be an evangelizer that tells other people, stop, don't do this. The devil is destructive, and he wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy other people's lives through you. He wants to destroy the church. And he's not going to succeed, because Jesus is bigger than the devil. And just like he rescued me, he'll rescue you from the smallest and the biggest of ways that you've given your life over to the devil. And I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination that you're a Satan worshiper. No. Most likely everyone listening to this is not a Satan worshiper, or they wouldn't be listening to it. You're a good person. Everyone listening to this, all good people who want to do good. But we've been living in a generation, we've been living in multiple generations of the devil gradually sneaking in more and more and getting more and more people into his territory. But the good news is, and Pope Francis said this on March 18, 2016, the enemy of God and man, the devil, cannot compete with the gospel and with the humble power of prayer and of the sacraments, but can do much harm to the church by tempting our human weakness. This book, Rebuking the Devil, helps us examine, identify our own personal human weaknesses where the devil has gotten some kind of foothold. I also want to mention that as much as I know you're not a Satan worshiper, I'm also saying you are not possessed by the devil, but we don't have to be possessed by the devil to be his instruments in the world, spreading his ways and helping spread his primary teaching, which is good is evil and evil is good. You have been given, my friend, the gospel. If you are a Catholic, you have been given sacraments which give you power over the devil. This is why every marriage needs to be the sacrament of marriage. It needs to be a marriage in the church, because there are supernatural graces that come with these sacraments. The sacrament of reconciliation, also called the sacrament of penance, also called the sacrament of confession. Supernatural graces come from these, directly from Christ, to help us conquer the devil. and help us stop succumbing to the ways that the devil is using our weaknesses against us. The sacrament of the Eucharist is so powerful that the devil doesn't want you to believe it really is Jesus himself, fully present in physical form and divine form. Jesus' body and blood is right there that you can receive into you to become fully one with all the power that God has available, all the demon-crushing power that he needs us to use in the world today and in our church. I have another series in this Footsteps to Heaven podcast on the Mass, going deeper into the Mass to understand how all of the Mass helps us to be who God created us to be, conquering demons and going out and changing the world. So I invite you to listen to that series, which is also found on our website, the Good News Ministries website, gnm.org, so that you can discover just how much the Eucharist can change your life and make you an instrument, a powerful instrument for the kingdom of God, crushing Satan. One of the things that I learned because of my involvement in the occult and my escape from it is just how important the month of October is to Satan, to demons, to Satan worshipers, to the people who are trying to destroy the church through rituals, through spells, through curses that they are placing against us Christians and against the church itself. The evil stuff that's happening is not just because good people, good intentioned people have succumbed to the ways of the devil. It's not just because, as I talked about in the second part of this series, there are Satanists who have been literally infiltrating the church, you know, in positions of influence. It's also because there are curses that have been placed against the church and are frequently done so in satanic rituals, in the Black Mass. And October is the most effective month for them to do this, because October 31st is Satan's High Holy Day. It's Satan's version of Easter. It's Satan's primary day of being worshipped with spells against Christianity and against Christians. And throughout the month of October, preparations are being made for this High Holy Day. Preparations such as ritual sacrifices, abusing people who are going to be part of the rituals, and using the abuse to gain power, they think, from demons. And what they're really doing is gaining more demonic control over themselves, you know, giving power to demons. Throughout the month of October, demons are being given more and more leeway, more and more power, more and more open doors and opportunities, all leading up to what we call Halloween. Halloween, the name comes from All Hallows Eve, which means All Saints Eve, which means it is the eve of All Saints Day, and this is what we should be observing. We who are Christians need to be observing holiness and the example of saints who have gone before us to teach us how to be holy. We should be celebrating our own holiness and our own walk of holiness, our own desire to become like the saints, to become the saints that God calls us to be and created us to be and empowered us to be in our baptisms. And we just need to keep working on that. And it only happens through the Holy Spirit, because guess what? Holy Spirit is called Holy Spirit because of the word holy. We have the Holy Spirit so that we can be holy. We need to make sure we are not inadvertently helping devil worshipers increase the power of demons this month by having our own playing around with the occult and our own playing around with Halloween. We need to keep ourselves completely on the side of Christ. We need to be fully immersing ourselves and our families and our parish communities and our parish schools with sainthood and what it means to be a saint and why be a saint and how God created us to be saints and what are the sacraments that help us to be saints. If we have any of the Halloween decorations or games or parties or whatever that Satan worshipers love us to partake in, we are contributing to their attempts to increase the power of demons. We are helping them to succeed in their attempts to increase the power of demons. It is no coincidence, I am firmly convinced, it is no coincidence that it is the month of October this year that the Amazon bishops are having their synod that is promoting six different heresies. Anything we do that contributes to the increase of the power of demons is contributing to the success of that synod. It all happens on the mystical level of the supernatural, the spiritual realms, and we need to realize how we are all interconnected. In the church, we call that the communion of saints, but it's, you know, when we talk about the communion of saints, we're talking, of course, about the community of the holy ones, all of us who are faithful followers of Christ. But the whole reason why we can be a community connected to those who have died, as well as those who are on earth who belong to Christ, is the same reason why demonic forces have interconnections with people who are on their side of the battlefield or on their side of the fence. You see how important it is to choose sides and to make sure you are firmly planted on the side of Christ. And that means doing everything he calls you to do, using your gifts and talents to defeat the devil. Anything you do to help spread the kingdom of God is defeating the devil. Anyone who is saying, you know what, I'm a good person, I go to church, I say the rosary, I go to confession, I make sure that my life is pretty good, and they stop there, that is contributing to the power of demons, because he needs all of us to be standing up, sharing the gospel, living the gospel, speaking up against what is wrong, speaking up for what is right, and doing it in a way that reaches people, not hitting people over the head with the truth, not condemning them, not sounding like we're better than them, but finding how to reach them where they're at. And that means, where are they hurting? Where are they struggling? Where do they need the healing of Christ? That's your way in. And the Holy Spirit shows you how to do it. The Holy Spirit will give you gifts such as the gift of a vision, maybe, of where you can see this person suffering even though they're not telling you about it, or a word of knowledge, or some kind of, you know, like a prophetic word where you're able to speak to a problem that this other person is having that you're not even aware of. But the Holy Spirit does, and he gives you that awareness. And when you are so filled with the Holy Spirit that you have the boldness to speak up with the awareness that he's given you, guess what happens? You get that person's attention, and now you begin to win them over away from Satan's clutches, because it is the love of Christ and the healing of Christ and the truth of Christ as Savior that rescues people from the clutches of Satan. And who is going to help people find Christ and be delivered from the clutches of Satan if it's not for us stepping up to the plate and saying, count me in? Each one of us, the more of us that do this, the bigger a difference we can make. I have noticed down through the years that because of all this demonic activity that happens in October, that October is the worst month of my life, of the year. And more things have happened in Good News Ministries. More things have gone wrong. More interference in what we're doing has happened in the month of October than any other time of year. I used to approach the end of September thinking, okay, we have got to get more rosaries going. I do not like the fact that October is about to be upon us. I can't wait till November. I can't wait till All Saints Day, because you know what happens on All Saints Day? It's like throwing a switch. When all of a sudden our focus is on holiness and our focus is on sainthood and our focus is on Christ, it's like throwing a switch and all that demonic activity calms down. However, for the past couple of years, I have felt something different. It has been as if the whole year is October. October is no longer a month that I dread, because it feels just like every other month. We are constantly in need of praying. We are constantly in need of prayer support. We are constantly breaking curses, spells, hexes, and charms, and other methods of spiritual warfare, just in order to continue doing what the Lord is calling us to do. The battle is not all time consuming, but it is all pervasive. It is all year long now. And why is it? It's because the satanic plan, the plan that Satan worshipers have been enacting, what I talked about in part two of the series, has been succeeding. The demons have infiltrated in so many places and have influenced so much of our culture that even good people believe that evil is good and good is evil. Demons have a lot more power now than they used to, because so many of us, good people, even Christians, have given into the ways of Satan. And so many good Christians have left the church, have lost interest in going to church, and have been building lives based on moral relativism. I decide what's right and what's wrong. I decide what's best for me. All of this is giving demons more power. It's time that we take that power away from them. And God has given us all that we need to do it. And it is fairly simple. It is fairly easy, but it takes commitment. It involves fasting. It involves increasing our prayers. It involves using the particular prayers that are more effective against the devil. The rosary is a powerful weapon. Many saints have told us that. It is a powerful weapon against the evil. And why is that? It's because not only do the mysteries of the rosary have us reflecting on the life of Christ, but it is also because Mary is the promised one in Genesis 3. Mary is the one who crushes the head of the serpent. Mary, by choosing to say yes to God to bring the Savior into the world, has so much power over the devil that demons hate her. Demons flee. They flee at the name of Jesus, but they also flee when we pray the rosary. And there are other tools. There are other methods. And the best way we can succeed in defeating the devil is to form communities or join communities that are already formed that are spirit-filled. Because when we band together, we can accomplish a million times more than what we can do by ourselves. Remember that Jesus said that whenever two or more of you are gathered, in other words, gathered praying, worshiping, learning from each other, he said, whenever you are gathered together, I am in your midst. And what does Jesus do in our midst when we are gathered in community? He empowers us to go and defeat demons. And he empowers us to rescue other people from demons by evangelizing them and helping them turn to Christ. That is our mission. All of us who are followers of Christ, that is our mission. And today, we need to take that mission far more seriously than we ever needed to before in our own lifetimes. Come to the Good News Ministries website. You will find there some tools for fighting the devil. Go to our prayer resources on the website. I'm also putting together small communities of prayer warriors who will pray for Good News Ministries. 7 people per group. We're calling them brigades. We are fighting the devil. 7 per group, because each person in the group will take one day of the week to spend an hour praying for Good News Ministries so that we can continue our mission of getting the word out about the battle we're in and we can continue our mission of building up the faith of others and building up your faith and building up the church. Pray with me now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Come, Holy Spirit, show me the ways that the devil has been infiltrating my own life. Come, Holy Spirit, you are the true gentleman. You are the one who gently but firmly lets me know what my weaknesses are, where my vulnerabilities are, that gives demons the opportunity to interfere in my life. Holy Spirit, I want to conquer demons. I want the demons out of my life. So right now, remember, please, my friends, pray this in your own words. Pray this with me. You need to say these prayers out loud so that the demons know that you mean it for yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce all the ways of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to live fully on the side of Christ. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Come, Holy Spirit, renew me, and use me to renew the church, and use the church to renew the face of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, purify me. Come, Holy Spirit, work your miracles in me and then through me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, defeater of Satan, crushing the head of the serpent beneath your heel, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we pray all this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to Terry Modica of Good News Ministries. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website at gnm.org. You'll find online resources and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.